Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Another one. Oh, great screen. He gets in deep. Kick out to Jimerson. Top of the key. Bang! Gibson Jimerson. Crowd's on fire.
The Billikens with a win over LaSalle last night, 64-52. You heard it right here on KMOX. Their next game will be Saturday. It is a 1 o'clock game. They will play against George Washington, not the president, but the university.
they are taking on George Washington.
Bet they'd win.
Because he is passed away.
The Bernie Miklas Report is brought to you by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. We welcome in Bernie Miklas, who is with us again. So the Bills got a win last night. So as you look at their season, now 12-7, they had a bit of a blip at the beginning of the year. They had some injuries to deal with. They're healthier now. How do you see the Bills in the way they've played?
Well, you got to like the current trend. I mean, I know they had that, really disappointing loss at Virginia Commonwealth where they got, pounded pretty good. But other than that, I mean, they've been playing really well. And I think that they're moving up in terms of like KenPom ratings and net ratings. They're still not where they want to be, but I think the offense is better, especially since Avila got healthy with that ankle. But I think they're – and Jimerson's is a great scorer, but I think they're starting to get more from other guys. And, that's absolutely necessary. And I think that they're playing better defense. I think that route at VCU kind of shook them up. And I know Coach got into them pretty good after that, so they responded well. And that's what you want to see. That's exactly what you want to see.
Bernie, as we get nearer to tournament time, what is the real SLU team or the SLU team's potential with the route at VCU, still top of mind going? Is that what will happen against teams like that?
Well, it's they're doing well. What is it? They've won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Just want to make sure of myself. 6 out of their last 7. But the thing of it is, if you look at it, it's going to come down. I think we talked about this before. If you look at their strength of schedule, it's not on their side. It's not something where they played a lot of great teams where, their power ranking, I'm talking about SLU, would go up. So there's a very thin line. They can't afford to screw a lot of things up, but hardly screw anything up. I mean, they can't afford to lose to teams on their schedule in the conference that they should beat. They just can't do it. I mean, it's really, really a thin line. I mean, they can get into the tournament just by winning the conference championship, but the at-large bid, I think, is going to be pretty tough for them unless they – I'm not going to say, sweep the board because, some losses are inevitable, but they I hate to be redundant. They just simply cannot lose the teams they should beat because that's just going to do a lot of damage to them.
Bernie, we'll shift over to the Blues here, who tonight will host the Golden Knights. It is a 7 o'clock puck drop at Enterprise Center. Has anything changed with you in the way you have seen them since they had, they've changed coaches? Jim Montgomery's in. He's been here for several weeks now. Is there a different feel to Blues hockey for you over those last several weeks?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. They are a much different team in so many ways since he took over. Now, listen, there have been clunkers in there, so we're not saying that everything's beautiful, but compared to what they were, there's been a dramatic improvement, and they continued to do stuff that they weren't doing before. I mean, their goal prevention is much, much better. Their offense, even all the scrutiny that it gets in the media with fans, their offense is still solidly improved since he took over. you know, it's across the board, and I'm trying to pull up something here, so I apologize to you here for that. You know, when you look at, and I'm going to find this out right now, sorry. When you look at their, you know, I think 5-on-5 is the basis of every, this. It's the strongest thing about hockey. You got to be good at 5-on-5. Since he took over, and this is what I was just looking at. See, I'm quick. I can multitask.
You're very good. Yeah.
The Blues have the highest percentage of goals in the league since Jim Montgomery took it over in terms of goals scored at 5-on-5 compared to their opponents. They've got scored 59% of the goals at 5-on-5 since he took over. That is a dramatic change from where it was. For example, when Drew Bennett was the coach, first 22 games, the Blues were scoring about 42% of the goals at 5-on-5. Now, since the coaching change, they're scoring 59% of the goals. That is dramatic improvement. And if you look at some other things, again, I know that it would be nice for them to win three in a row. They have failed to stretch out some winning streaks when they win two in a row. That part of it is disappointing. But, you know, the bottom line here is before he took over, the Blues were 26th in the league in terms of their points percentage. And since he's taken over, they're 10th. So they've gone from 26th to 10th. And that means something because they played 22 games under Bannister. They've now played 26 games under Montgomery. And the improvement is across the board, really strong. The only disappointment so far for me is that the special teams can be better. The last time I checked, and I didn't check after the Vegas game, but the Blues are at a deficit on the special team since Murray took over. It's a little better, but the other team has scored more power play goals against the Blues than the Blues have scored against the other team. And it's not a huge amount, but it's still a deficit. Mm-hmm. And I think the special teams have to get better to help that push to try to make the playoffs, because your special teams aren't reliable, man. It can really, really some games where you play really well at 5-on-5 or whatever, you know, you could lose some games because your special teams are bad. So that's one area that I would circle for sure.
Hey, Bernie, moving over to the NFL, because I think this is the last time we'll talk to you before the Chiefs-Bills game on Sunday. Patrick Mahomes had his first availability to the media yesterday ahead of Sunday's AFC title game against the Buffalo Bills. And he was asked about whether or not the referees are favoring the Chiefs. Of course, he said he doesn't feel that way and said they're just doing the best they can. Do you think the referees do tend to tip their cap a bit more to Mahomes specifically,
yes,
and the Chiefs, or
definitely,
do you think it's just people hating that they're winning everything?
No.
the facts say, because I've looked into this, and a friend of mine who was right, he wrote a good piece about it in his Substack, Mike Tenier, who's a great football writer and analyst. So he researched this as well, and the fact is, The Chiefs, when we're talking about specific, in other words, all right, let me try to explain this coherently. If you look at all of the penalties that have nothing to do with Patrick Mahomes, right? See, the reason people are going ape over this is because of those two questionable calls in the Houston game, you know, fouls against Patrick Mahomes. So everyone's going bananas. Well, never mind that the Houston Texans moved the ball up and down the field, scored one touchdown. I don't think the refs had anything to do with that. And I didn't see the refs missing field goals or allowing a long kickoff return. So I do think it's sour grapes. And I think it's the typical overreaction when there's some questionable calls, totally questionable calls, because of Chiefs fatigue outside of Kansas City. But Mike Tenier's study, and it's a study that I did too, but you know, his was more complete. When it comes to penalties that have nothing to do with quarterbacks, you know, with you know, roughing Mahomes and personal foul, whatever, the Chiefs are actually below average in terms of like the penalty differential. Like, in other words, they have had more called against them than the other team. And I thought, well, But what about the stuff that's gotten everyone going bananas? You know, the stuff with Mahomes getting hit twice and flags thrown the other day. This season, the Chiefs, in terms of, you know, roughing the passer, personal foul penalties against quarterbacks, the Chiefs are like in the middle of the pack. There is nothing there. There's no there there. So I don't know how a team can be in the middle of the pack with, you know, these kind of penalties. How is that an advantage? How is this some kind of bias built in? They're in the middle of the pack, you know. So I don't get it. I get why people want to see the Chiefs lose, and I get why they want to find any excuse to say, well, it's rigged. That's basically what you're saying. It's just simply not supported by the facts. But this is America. Facts don't matter as much as they used to.
Well, you're darn right.
America. It's rigged. I've seen it. I've seen him. I see him get calls other quarterbacks don't get. It's
okay.
Happening.
Well, Ron, I was asking about this earlier, Bernie, because Tony Romo kind of went off on the broadcast about him because he was going to
stop pursuing because he's about to go down and then he starts running again.
Go out of bounds. Yeah. And so here, it was Aikman. I'm sorry. Aikman said, yep. Quote, he's trying to draw the penalty rather than just run out of bounds. He slows down. That's been the frustration. And I get it. I understand it. That's been the frustration for these defensive players around the league. That was Troy Aikman.
Those two guys just kind of like blew a gasket over this. So in other words, what they're saying is that Mahomes tries to work the officials and he tries to bait other teams into taking penalties. And the problem with that is what exactly? What? No, athletes
that's
in every sport?
That's what I asked Ronge this morning. Like, is he not just trying to win?
What, no, in professional sports history, we've never seen anybody try to work the refs. So Patrick Mahomes is the first to ever do that.
Well, the argument against that is everybody watching hates flopping. When NBA players and soccer players flop, everybody hates it. Even though they're trying to win and it works and they do it, it's still not fun to watch.
Well, since Mahomes became the starting quarterback for the Chiefs 2018, he did start a game at the end of his rookie year, the first season, but he sat on the bench that year. Since started 2018, the Chiefs have won they have a winning percentage of .795 in the regular season, and they're 16-3 in the postseason. So I guess that's the officials. They really need the officials' help to
rigged.
Have success, right?
It's rigged.
Where would their record be if these officials weren't like fixing games for them? Right?
I know. That's what I want to know.
Come on, Ron. You're just trying to be a contrarian. You know this. You're a really smart dude.
Don't give him too much credit, Bernie.
So this game against Buffalo this weekend. It's the 5:30 game. That's, I don't know, man. Chiefs, Bills, I don't know what to think here. Buffalo's playing really well. Obviously, so are the Chiefs. You don't make it to the AFC Championship without that. What are your thoughts? What are you feeling for the game Sunday in Kansas City? Did we lose Bernie?
Where did Bernie? I think he was mad at you.
No way.
I think he hung up the phone.
No.
He said, this is unbelievable.
No.
This guy doesn't like facts.
Erroneous. This is as good of an AFC championship. It's not that we haven't seen it before. Yeah. We've seen these two teams, but something, I don't know, man, there's a different feel about this one.
I will say this. I saw a graph, and I bet it's spot on, that overwhelmingly Sunday afternoon, everyone will be rooting, and I'm sorry, everyone except for Philadelphia, everyone in the country except for Philadelphia will be rooting for the Commanders. And on the Sunday night game, everyone except for those in Kansas City will be rooting for the Bills.
It's probably about right.
Like the whole country.
Although
is
I think
for
I'm
the Bills,
I think
except
I'm,
for.
I'll be rooting for Philly, I think.
Why? They're just horrible.
Nah,
people. Horrible people.
Nah, go for it, Phil.
They booed Santa Claus. They threw
good. He deserved it.
Batteries.
They deserved it. They all deserved it.
What do you
it.
Have against the Commanders?
I'm sick and tired of listening to people talk about Jaden Daniels.
Okay. You know what?
I don't want to hear it anymore.
I think you're a little...
I don't want to hear it!
Petty.
Hey!
And personal.
We didn't talk about the Bears making a real hiring. Ben Johnson, their new head coach. Let's go. I hope the Lions are fine never winning another game, because that's what's happened. Their coaching staff's getting poached. Their offensive coordinator is now the best head coach in the NFL. That's true. So we lost Bernie. We hope to get him back, and he'll tell us about Saliga whenever we get an opportunity. It is the Chris and Amy Show, which, by the way, will be broadcasting live from the Billiken's Grill on the 31st.
Why do they call it the Grillikin?
On the 31st, it is a Friday, and we are going to be there ahead of the Dayton game, so we're broadcasting our typical show from 10 until 1 o'clock, and we'll have a bunch of slew guests that day. It will be fun. We hope you come see us,